Where were the unidentified anomalous objects taken to? The definition for UFO has been updated again to mean unidentified anomalous object. There are those who are calling this a new age for the moon. They claim when the Soviets crashed the first probe on the moon, that is when it started. I beg to differ. I believe it was a new age for humanity. After all, it was the first time we reached a heavenly body. It was a baby step for the beginning of the exploration of space and will be remembered forever in the history books. Are these people going to say it's a new age for whatever other body we land on? I just think we might be getting a little off track if we continue that way of thinking. We have continuously heard about Area 51 being the nexus for re-engineering of unidentified anomalous objects, but maybe we haven't heard enough about what is stored in some of our Air Force bases. For example, the Roswell unidentified anomalous object was said to have been taken to Wright Field. Wright Field is now Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Another crash site was in Aztec, New Mexico in 1948. Guess where this wreck was taken? If you said Wright-Patterson again, you would have been correct. Both the Air Force and 5th Army Division worked to remove the craft. There have been several books written about the base, and it is supposedly the home of a legendary hangar named Hangar 18. This is the hangar where the unidentified anomalous objects were supposedly taken to. It was even said by some, alien autopsies took place there. How did we know the debris from unidentified anomalous objects was taken to Wright-Patterson? We think this because there were reports by pilots who said they flew this wreckage there. Not only that, there was a report an alien was still alive and someone saw it at the base. Not to digress, but it amazes me an advanced race would let one of its beings be captured without trying to release it, which they could probably do easily. Even a movie was released in the 1980s named Hangar 18. The Air Force said they never had a Hangar 18, and people who have been on the base agree. This reminds me of when I looked for the Amityville Horror House. I knew the street name and number, but when I got to the town there was no such address. I quickly figured out it had been changed to protect the new owners from the curious, but I found it anyway. Did the Air Force change the designation of the hangar? Many have said they believe there is a facility on the base for crashed unidentified anomalous objects, but it is underground. We know the military had been very busy for years digging under military bases and other places. When I say digging, it has been reported elaborate multi-story structures have been constructed under the base, and some assume this is really where some of the crashed unidentified anomalous objects are, besides being re-engineered at facilities near Area 51. It could possibly be Area 51 also has underground facilities, and they are connected underground to many other bases and such, including Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Having all these underground connections would allow the government to secretly move anything they wanted around to other places without being seen. This is said to be true not only for bases which are connected, but there are also connections from the oceans to deep lakes where submarines can travel for secret maintenance. You can't blame a country for trying to keep its secrets, and we are not the only ones doing it. Once something is declared a secret, a culture might grow up around it where it has been a secret so long it becomes almost a religious event to try and keep that secret, and sometimes it gets to the point where any action is acceptable to prevent the secret from coming out. That is when you know we have gone too far. When we talk about the tunnels under Wright-Patterson, another subject is sometimes brought up, but it really has nothing to do with Wright-Patterson's tunnels. The subject of the tunnels under Wright State University are brought up. The school is near the base and has 2 miles of tunnels, making it easier for students to get around without having to go outside in harsh weather. I personally don't see the connection. Is the military saying they have tunnels but they are there to make navigation of the base easier? There was some mention about unidentified anomalous objects by the whistleblowers who appeared before Congress. What we have to remember, not only did they have to deflect some very important questions on the grounds it would violate their non-disclosure agreements, but there was more testimony held in secret, and I bet this was far more important than what we heard. One of those questions was one which many of us are dying to know for sure, and it was asked if the US government has had contact with extraterrestrials, but it couldn't be answered in a public forum, was the reply. This sounds almost like an admission we did. Many of us suspect, not only did we, but we have for years. I think by now there is nobody who doesn't at least suspect there are extraterrestrial craft flying all over the Earth. Many say they are ready for complete honesty on the subject, no matter what it might entail. Some countries are saying they are releasing all their unidentified anomalous object information. A couple are Chile and France. Other countries are considering doing the same. Here is the thing, however: do we believe they are releasing everything they know about the subject? One good way to get the public off their back is to announce they are releasing everything, but that everything is only sightings and says nothing about official contacts. Unidentified anomalous object sightings are becoming so commonplace many of us don't get surprised by them anymore. What does surprise me is the fact a few unidentified anomalous objects act aggressively toward our aircraft. What is the purpose of flying at them and at the last second veering away? Sometimes they even hit our aircraft, as happened with a commercial craft which landed and found a big dent in the body of the plane where the unidentified anomalous object hit it. We still need more answers, and they have to be about all the questions we have, such as: are we in contact? What is their purpose? Are they part of a space organization? How will this help us? And questions about other aspects of the contact. Things are changing for us, and we have to adapt.